in my church in Florida, we had a member whose name was Paul. At the age of 65, he retired from working for the hospital for 35 years. During that whole time, Paul, who is intellectually a little disabled, would carry x-rays from the x-ray department to the various doctors in the hospital. He did this and nothing more for 35 years, and then he retired. Paul was very overweight. He often didn't shower. I'd have to remind him to shower before I picked him up, or my car would smell terrible. He was like a child. His favorite thing in the whole world was to collect DVDs, movies. And for months he kept saying to me, "I want you and your boys to come over my apartment and we'll eat pizza and watch the whole Star Wars." I thought, "Oh, that is going to be a long time in a tiny apartment." But he wanted to so bad, so we went over there after church one Sunday, and he had all this pizza, more than we could ever eat. He started the DVD and sat down in his easy chair and promptly started to snore. And we were there watching the movies for hours while he slept. I believe in angels. Do you know that the ancient word in the scripture for angel means a lot? It means a messenger, a communicator, an interpreter of sorts. Those of you who know many languages like Rachel understand that sometimes you need an interpreter. Well, God, who is so great, cannot speak directly to us because we're too small and our brains are not big enough. You remember how Moses said to God, "I want to see you." And God said, "You can't handle it." But God said, "I'll let you see my backside." But actually in the ancient Hebrew, what God actually said was, "I'll let you see where I just was." So he's not even really looking at God. He's looking at sort of the essence or shadow or remainder of God. So if we can't handle hearing directly from God, we need filters, right? So God can speak to us in a way that doesn't overwhelm us. And those filters are angels. Now, I believe that angels can come in the form of people. They can also come in dreams. They can come in fresh and new ideas that pop into your head from nowhere, in beautiful music. In fact, I believe that God is trying to speak to every one of us all the time. The question is not if God wants to communicate with you. The question is, are you able to listen? In fact, God is communicating constantly to you. Now, in the first book of the Bible, we hear the story of this old man and woman named Abraham and Sarah. Abraham had heard the voice of God, who told him to leave everything he knew and walk out into this terribly hot and dry desert land all by himself with his servants and cattle. And he walks out into the unknown, not knowing why. He just obeys. And Abraham and Sarah had not been able to have children. So there Abraham was in the heat of the day. And it's so hot that just like on St. Bart, everything shuts down in the heat of the day. So Abraham is at the entrance of his tent because it's too hot to go outside. And he looks up and there are three men standing before him. He doesn't know where they've come from. They're just there. Now, back in Abraham's day, there were so few people in that land that if anyone came to you, you didn't know if it was God himself. They treated strangers as if they were angels, and maybe they were. So Abraham goes into hyperdrive and says, "Wash your feet and I'll give you some bread and relax under the tree." And then he goes and kills his very best calf and asks Sarah to cook this whole big meal for these men that he's never even met before. He does this, and then he sits down and listens to them. And they bless him. They tell him he's going to have a son. Now, today there are so many people in the world that we walk right by each other and don't even look at each other's face. We no longer think that if we encounter a stranger, it could be a messenger from God. We think, oh my gosh, somebody else I have to meet. And it's too bad, because in our overcrowding and in our busyness, we stop listening. Jesus also had a meal with his friends. I think that Jesus had one place where he felt safe, a home away from home of sorts. It was in Bethany, which is just about a 10-minute walk from Jerusalem down the hill. Whenever Jesus would go to Jerusalem, instead of staying in Jerusalem, he always wanted to walk outside the city and stay with his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Neither of them had ever been married. They seemed to enjoy living with one another. You remember Lazarus is the one that Jesus ends up raising from the dead. So Jesus comes over for dinner, and he's sitting at the table, and Mary is sitting at his feet looking at him adoringly. And Martha's busy, bustling around, fixing dinner, cleaning. Martha's like me. And Martha gets mad because Mary's not helping her. And she says, Lord, please get her to help me. And Jesus says to Martha, Martha, Mary's doing the better part. Mary is listening to me. When Paul, my friend, died, he left his whole DVD collection to me and my sons. A couple of weeks before he died, he came in my office and said, Kate, I don't have anything to eat. And I said, why not? You have a retirement plan. They pay you every month. And he said, well, every month I just give it to the church and then I run out of money. And I sat in my office looking at this simple man, thinking to myself, I have never in my whole life had to tell someone not to give so much money to the church. But I'm going to have to tell him this. I wonder if he's an angel. Paul would also write these poems. They were terrible, but they were all about God and how much he loved God. I have them all. So I want you to think about the landscape of your life. Have there been times when someone has said something that you needed to hear? Have there been times when you seem to have picked up a book and it spoke to you with the words that you needed so badly? Has there been a time when someone has made you really mad, but you ended up learning a lesson you needed to learn? The world is chock full of angels, of messengers, interpreters. They may not even know that they are, but you can hear them and you can learn from them if you're willing to slow down. Stop the busyness. This is a good place to do it. And listen. Amen.